There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
One of our headline stories this morning is that the UAE is the world's seventh most competitive economy. It's according to a new ranking from the IMD World Competitiveness Council, and it comes out, the actual survey is actually called the IMD Annual Competitiveness Yearbook, but we'll move beyond that. I spoke yesterday to the chief economist and one of the co-authors of the report, Dr. Christos Kabolis, in Switzerland. And I was very interested to find a lot of things out about the report, and we'll be talking about this afterwards. But I asked him, first of all, the UAE has risen by three places over the last year. So what has improved here in that period?
There are some areas where UAE has done very, very nicely. This basically translates with the international trade and the international investment.
The UAE actually did rank number one globally for international trade, as you mentioned there, and that was up from fifth last year. What does that very flattering position actually represent?
Well, it represents one out of 20 sub-factors that we count in order to provide the final ranking. The final ranking is a very comprehensive measure that tries to give an indication of the ability of a country to manage the resources it has, the competencies of the economy, in order to produce sustainable value, and therefore to augment the prosperity of its citizens.
But in simple terms, does that mean we are the best place in the world for global trade, as far as you're concerned?
Indeed. The way that we measure the international trade, UAE was number one out of 63 economies that we study.
The UAE actually does score pretty well on most of the 20 criteria, as you would expect if our position has jumped up to seventh. But we have three weak spots, and they stand out. Health, we were in 46th position, education, 44th, and scientific infrastructure, 37th. Talk us through those areas. What does the UAE need to improve, really, to move up the rankings in those areas?
You very correctly pointed out these three areas, that all of them belong in the factor that we call infrastructure. So in essence, the UAE economy performs very well with respect to government efficiency. It performs very well with respect to business efficiency. And what it needs now is to improve on this third factor, which is infrastructure. So in essence, what needs to be done is to make investments that the returns will show up in the future. And maybe UAE has already started working on these areas. But all the dimensions of infrastructure, one characteristic that they have is, of course, that there is a lag time between starting an investment, starting working with a particular strategy that strengthens these components, and actually see the rewards being materialized with respect to numbers.
I can understand what you're saying in terms of education there and scientific infrastructure, but we sort of pride ourselves on our healthcare. We've got Healthcare City, we've got great hospitals, but yet we're in 46th place. What is affecting our health ranking?
The healthcare is private and it's not available for everybody. I can see here, for instance, that the expenditure on total health places the country at a quite low position with respect to the other 63 economies. When we're discussing about infrastructure within the health system, these are also numbers that UAE can improve upon substantially.
How has the introduction of VAT affected the UAE's competitiveness?
It's too early to see the results of that. The ranking of 2018 used this hard data from the previous year, from 2017, in order to have been completed. We don't have the hard data current here. The only thing that it is relevant with respect to the value-added tax is the perception of the people. And therefore, nothing has been identified strongly in the results from this particular undertaking.
In the last week, the UAE has announced plans to allow 100% foreign ownership of some onshore companies and 10-year visas for some professionals and investors. In broad terms, how do you rate the UAE government's track record when it comes to business-friendly policies?
It does very, very well with respect to the institutional framework, issues that are related with the cost of capital, with a central bank policy, and so on and so forth. UAE performs very well. The same is true with respect to business legislation. It is a business-friendly environment, also with respect to the tax policy. So an increase in the taxes, of course, no one likes taxes, as we know. Nevertheless, a very important component here is for the people who will pay the taxes to realize what these taxes will be used for. And this is a very important aspect.
Now, we were seventh place overall as the UAE. Looking globally, which countries came out above us and what can we learn from them here in the UAE?
The countries that were above UAE are United States, who was number one. Then we have Hong Kong and Singapore from Asia. And then we have three countries from Western Europe, Netherlands, Switzerland, and Denmark. Your question is very nice. I mean, what can we learn? And the issues that we learn are very, very broad, because something that comes out from our ranking is that there is not really one recipe that a country can use in order to improve the ranking. A country must have a comprehensive strategy that encompasses the natural resources that it has under its control, plus the cultural environment and the competencies that it has. So it is not just one recipe. In general, what we have seen are things like transparency is associated with high competitiveness rankings. So the more transparent an economy, the higher the competitiveness rankings. How open an economy is, this also is associated with high rankings. And how equal, the issue of equality comes very strongly with respect to competitiveness ranking.
Well, this is a competitiveness survey. At the moment, the US, as you said, there is in number one place, and they're in the middle of pulling out of free trade agreements. They're in the middle of trade wars, potential trade wars, embargoes, etc. Would you expect to see the US fall off the top spot for next year's ranking?
Difficult question, Malcolm. Allow me to surpass that. It's too early. We just came out with this year's rankings. We need to study this first, and then we can say what happens in the future. However, we can say that issues related to taxes always affect perceptions. This improves competitiveness. Now, it's true that, as you said, allegedly, there is a lot of discussion about trade wars and moving out of trade agreements and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, these have not been completely materialized yet. So we'll have to wait and see.
Thank you very much for talking to The Business Breakfast. Dr. Christos Kabolis, the IMD World Competitiveness Council Chief Economist. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Malcolm. Have a wonderful day.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.